Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city, Orlando, of Florida, and the surrounding areas. And we're coming to you, 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 and you, wherever you are today, whatever part of the universe you are in and can't hear this broadcast. We're coming to you today with love and prayer, praying for you and your family, hoping and praying that you're praying for us and our family, that we all pray for each other. Because this is the time. We want you to know we love you. We really love you. And Jesus loves you best. And listen to our own. Listen, call us if you need prayer. Now, don't forget, if you near a phone, however you can reach us, 347-857-3925. I don't know whether you got good weather or bad weather, what kind of weather you have at this time, but we want you to give us a call if you can get through so we can pray for you and with you. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord. Thanking you for this brand new day, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. And, Father, we have you to thank for that. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being a merciful God, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, and we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch her body right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing of her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we pray also for her salvation, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Mike, Deacon Michael, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch his body, Lord. Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, as we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord. And Father, as we speak healing to his body, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you this day, Lord, Father, for the healing, Lord, Father. Father, continue to speak strength. We speak strength to his body, Lord, Father, and we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, Tracy right now, Lord, Father, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father God, for her healing as well right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Naomi, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to her body, Lord, Father. thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, they so much, Lord Father, need healing in their bodies, Lord Father. Father, as we speak to diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, HIV, AIDS, Lord Father, Father, as we speak to those diseases right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person, Lord Father, that has that sickness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We send forth healing to their bodies right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you for touching immune systems right now, Lord. All those, Lord Father, that are compromised right now, Lord. Father, we speak to the immune system right now. We say line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that went through the tornadoes, Lord Father. Father God, the storms right now, Lord Father, those that have even lost loved ones from, you know, the tornado, Lord Father, or this virus right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to comfort their loved ones right now, for you say you won't leave us comfortless, Lord. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for comforting them, Lord Father, that many at this day and time wake up right now, Lord Father God. And Father God, know, Lord Father God, that the only safety is in you, Lord Father. And if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, oh God, we ask this day, Lord Father, that you place someone, Lord Father, within their lives right now, Lord Father, to lead them to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our homes today, Lord. Father God, our neighborhoods, Lord Father God, the doorposts, Lord Father God, of our heart right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we cover it under the blood, Lord Father God, our state of Florida right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Let your people, Lord, come together, stand together in unity, Lord Father God, crying out to you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you, Lord Father, for being that waymaker, Lord, that burden bearer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being that provider, Lord Father. We thank you for being that comforter right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for being that peace right now, Lord Father. Father, as I hold this broadcast before you, Lord Father, covering it under the blood and canceling every assignment, Lord, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for this broadcast going out, touching throughout many nations right now in the name of Jesus. For those that don't know you, Lord Father, and hear the broadcast, may they accept you, O God, as their Lord and Savior right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. I ask that you decrease my apostle, my bishop, and pastor, Lord Father, as the word come forth today, Lord Father, increase in them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, move on them in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, as we speak healing and deliverance on this broadcast today, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise God. We thank God for the prayers that have gone up before the Lord today for you. You and you and your family and your friends and your child, somewhere down the line, someone might need that prayer today. So it's already been made for you now. You accept it, trust it, and pass it on, okay? Pass it on to your friends or family or whoever you had a prayer for today. Okay, we did it with you now. You know, if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. So we've been agreeing with you. Now, if you weren't there, well, now you that mean you didn't give us the number. You didn't give us your name, did you? Okay. I remember you got to give us your name. Okay. Today, here is tonight's word we trust. Man is a peculiar, puzzling, paradox, groping for God, hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. Man is a peculiar, puzzling, paradox, groping for God, hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. How you do all that, I just don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God that Bishop is here with us today, Bishop Porter. I better say the name because you just say Bishop. You didn't say what his name was. Okay. Bishop Porter is here with us today. And Sister Diane is with us. And, of course, you are with us, too, wherever you are at this hour, what city you're in, what state you're in, what country you're in. We just send greetings to you and prayers to you. Yes. And trust that you are remaining safe, obeying the rules. Hello? Did you hear that? Hey, obeying the rules. Because you people want to try God, don't they? Mm. Why do people always, I'm going to ask this question. Why do people always want to try God? They trying him, but they will try him in a terrible, negative way. They trying it. Okay? Well, I'm just going to do this and see if God going to take care of me. You playing, tempting him. Do you see? Mm-hmm. All right, I know y'all say, there she go. So, what you doing now? Messing with us today, messing with us. Yeah, there she is. Well, it is true. People love to tempt God. You know, listen, I'm not going to call nothing on me that it ain't on me already. I mean, I don't need nothing else. Come on, praise God. You don't need nothing else on you. You got enough problems. You know, I'm trying to figure it out now. Why you want to ask for more trouble? Huh? Yes. We are at churches asking for trouble. It's bad enough we got so much against us already. People don't like us nor the Jesus in us. They don't like neither one. They don't like us confessing that we have faith. They don't like us talking about how we trust God. They already don't like it. So what? You keep it. Keep your faith. Keep trusting in God. But you don't have to keep throwing it up to them. Well, they ain't got it by now. Leave them alone. Let them stay in their own madness. You see what I'm saying? That's what you do with that. And all because you can't force, make nobody love you, and you can't make nobody love Jesus. You can only tell them about the goodness of the Lord. You can tell them about the gospel of the kingdom. That's what he told us to do. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell them, talk to them, you know, about it. They either accept it or they don't. You see, that's the way life is. They can't make you go get theirs, can they? You say they ain't gonna change my mind. I'm gonna stay this, but see, same way. Okay, well, good for the goose, good for the gander. Praise ye the Lord. God is good. Now we're gonna talk about a God that today. He is God, y'all. No matter what's going on or how it's going on, everybody's in a tailspin. Everybody wants something to happen all at once. And I'm still trying to figure out the people. Know that half of these people, most of the people, ain't got no job. No more jobs. Everything done closed down like they got a whole box of rubber bands tied around them. You see what I'm saying? They got it. They tied up. They tied down. But now, I'm trying to understand, and some of you, I would like to understand this, y'all. Tell me about that. Now, this is something I want to understand. Now, they know most people are not well off. A lot of people ain't well off. They're living from check to check, right? And they have to pay the rent every check day. They got to pay, get some money put aside for their rent. Because they can't buy no house. Huh? And here we go, got these hard-hearted people want to evict the people. Huh? Now, for me, that don't make sense, but we know that's greed. People are greedy. Well, you ought to have it. Well, now, they've been living there all that time, and they've been paying it, and, you know, every month, and they ain't had no money saved over. Now they got to try to get some food, enough food to last them and the children. How are you going to evict these people? How you have the heart to set these people out on the street with their children and talk about, well, they're homeless. These people, the homeless, need a job. Well, they have. Some of them homeless people do work, but they don't make enough money to pay rent because you rent too high. See, one, you got it too high. Yes. That is hurting. That is very hurting to see these things happen to people to no fault of their own because they shut down the jobs. They working. They don't make enough money to get a place, so they got to live on the street. Now, that's sad. America used to be flourishing, but we got people now that want it to become a third world country, and that is what it's becoming. About to be it right now, ain't it? Churches want to close the churches down. Well, let me tell you, you can close the building down, but you can't close God down. Now, you could bank on that one now. See, everything, you see, is gone haywire, and y'all looking for things to come back to normal. You really want things to come back to normal? You want to be living from check to check? You want to be homeless and working? You working over 40 hours a week, and you still homeless? Think about stuff like that, huh? Now, we realize that everything moves by the power of God. Nothing happens that God don't know about it or he has not put into effect. Everything that happens, okay? And when it happens, he has things happening, what? For a reason. Think about Rahab. Rahab was just a woman of the night, so to speak, of ill repute, whatever way you want to call it, just making a living. But who came? The men of God came to her, did they not? Because she was the only person that they could talk to. The rest of them were so pompous, greedy, but yet they was using her service, using her. And she was doing what? Getting her money by whatever means necessary she was doing. But can you think about that? You are working, and you still can't afford the rent because they put the rent up so high, and most of it is for people of color. The rent is so high. To keep them out. Now, I said that one. I know you can get mad if you want to. But now, we know we got that problem. I don't know what kind of problem you got, but we got the problem. That is wrong. That is wrong. And now you expect us to have money that's not there, that we ain't had in the first place. You want to put them out on the street. people with the children. That's sad for America, and it used to always be helping people, a nation that helped people. Now it's doing what? Killing their own wounded. See? Killing their own wounded, and you letting them. See? You're lying, because of who you choose, what you choose. So don't sit up there and grumble about what they're doing because you the one thought it was funny before. Now it ain't so funny, is it? You say, there you go on your soapbox. Not on my soapbox. I'm just telling you how I feel. That's my opinion. Hello. Amen. Just telling you how I feel in my opinion to see these things happen. Have you ever been evicted, put out? I have. I know how that feels. It's bad. You ever hear a person, you try to get another place and the person pay you? Well, you know you ought to pay your bills. Well, tell me something. How do you pay your bills when you ain't got no more money? Isn't that kind of dumb? You go ask the person, you're supposed to pay your bills. Yeah, you're supposed to pay your bills. But you that pay your bills, but when the money run out, you can't pay your bills, can you? You ain't got nothing to pay them with. And they ain't going to give you no slack in it. They going to go up there, I'm going to court and get eviction notice and slap a notice on your door. Be out within a certain amount of days. Some people say 30 days, and some don't give you no days. Because they cruel, heartless. But you know what? Think of this. I'll survive. I'll survive through the grace of God. Let me tell you, one word I want to say to everybody. You cannot compare God with nothing on this earth. And nobody on this earth. You still can't compare them with God. And you definitely need to stop comparing Satan with God, because he don't equal nowhere near like God, because God the one made him. Now, how you going to compare him, put him equal with God, when God is the one made him? God ain't going to make nobody the same just like him. Are y'all kidding me? You theologians, are you kidding me? I'm not a theologian. I ain't got all them letters behind my name. But I got one. I got the HG, the Holy Ghost. I got them letters behind my name. I got that. Now, that's the only, those letters I got. I want to know how you could stand yourself, Christian folks. Do the same. You see the conditions of the entire world. It's just not one bunch of people. It's the entire world. It's in a deray right now. How can you be so mean? How can you be so evil and greedy? You already got millions of dollars stowed up, but you still want to go, you own these old, how you call them, slum lords. You got slum lords, and they ain't never fixed up nothing. And then you want to put somebody out them raggedy houses. You ought to give it to them. People are cruel today, and yet they want to say, I'm a Christian. Boy, lightning ought to come through there when they say that. When they just put them people out on the street with that raggedy house, they ain't never fixed it anyway, and you want to put them out. Now, something is wrong with the picture here. These are hidden darkness parts of America all over the place. And they call themselves Christian people. Now, are you giving these people, paying these people rent, some of these people buying them food or paying their light bill or something? Can you do that? Now, you done took all that money, all these years, and built this million-dollar cathedral. Now, let's go to the bank and get some of that and get some of your people, especially the ones that have been paying their tithes good. Take some money out and give it to them. I'm talking. This is time to talk about it, and I'm talking about it. Okay, that's my opinion. All right? Notice I say now. I didn't say, thus saith the Lord. But think about it. Don't it hurt your heart to see these things happening? To hear of these things happening? Don't it hurt you? It hurt my heart. I got a heart. I know how to feel. I've been in some of these positions before. I've been homeless. You know? Been there. And it's not a good feeling. People laughing at you, talking about you. And you still have to have a smile on your face. You still got a smile on your face. People are in pain today. They're losing their loved ones fast as you can get up in the morning. People, and they can't even have a funeral. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no insurance. They ain't got nothing. And you say, well, they should have got some insurance. If they can't pay the rent, how are they going to get some insurance? Stop being so cold. Now, I'm talking to whoever. Okay? If you cold, okay. Grant you some people a little, you know, careless with their money. Yes, we know that. There are a few of those. But everybody's not. They trying to make it. They not a beggar. They not trying to get on welfare. And you got everybody on welfare. Everybody ain't on welfare. Everybody don't want to be on welfare. Mm-hmm. All they want is a decent job to make a decent living. Give them their props. They don't mind working. Now, I know sometimes I have done that. And I had to get out of that. I used to do two or three jobs to make it, to take care of my two kids. Be so tired. You working three jobs trying to make it, trying to pay some rent and buy a little food and maybe go to the Goodwill and find some clothes for them. See? That's some hard living. But we got through that. See? You do what you have to do, but you do it. In the name of the Lord, and you keep holding on to God. You don't let go of God's hand. Ain't nothing to compare with it. What you going to let go of God's hand for? Who? Your mother can't do it. Your father can't do it. Your children can't do it. Your uncle and your grandmama can't do it. Cousin Eddie can't do it. See? You can't compare them with God. You can't even look for them to give you anything. Listen today. Everything does what? Revolves around God. He is your substance today. He is the one that can help you through. He is the one that will take care of you, heal you, deliver you, bring you out of the place you're in. But you're going to have have to lean and depend on him, and nobody else. Stop comparing God with other people. Stop comparing God with the rich. Stop comparing God with the devil and his imps.
Amen.
We have gotten a hiding place. Well, the devil made me do it. No. Your mind was on doing it, and that's how you got to do it. He couldn't use your mind unless you allowed him to. Now, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. God is the one that makes a way out of nowhere. Huh? He is the one. When you're in the desert, you need some water, don't you? Well, behold, look. Over there, God has brought a river in the middle of the desert. Can you do that? Can the devil make a desert out there? He can make a mirage, but he can't make a river. Hello. The devil can do an imitation of everything that God has made. He do it well. He's a good copyist. Good. You ever seen your Louis Vuitton bag?
Come on. Come on.
You got the real and you got the imitation. You can't hardly tell the difference, can you? But do you know there's some people that can tell the difference? Huh? I'm trying to tell you now. And listen. I think it was Dan. We were in a restaurant. Ain't gonna tell you what restaurant. And I took my wallet out, you know. And the man said, "Oh," and he like he got surprised. "Oh," I said, "Well, what's the matter?" He said, "You got a real Louis Vuitton." I say, "And." How you know? He said, "Oh, there is a difference." And one day I went to a department store, and I went in the store, and this bell was ringing. And so I'm going, I know I ain't stole nothing there. And the bell was just ringing, and the woman come up to me, and I said, "Well, what's wrong?" And she was just looking at me. I said, "Well, what's wrong?" Say, "We can tell when a real handbag is coming to store. There's something made in it that rings a bell in the store." Now, did you ever know that? You ain't know that, did you? I didn't. I said, "Get out of here." You know, because, listen, now, when you got a fake one, ain't nothing ringing, ain't nothing moving. See, the devil's stuff don't move like God's stuff. The word of God moves. The unadulterated word of God, it moves something. It moves people. People change by it. But when it's not real, you can't change it. You know he said the devil go as a light. As a lion. He sounds like the lion, but he ain't the lion. He's a little kitty cat. He looked like a light, but it ain't no light because it's very dim. You can't hardly see with it. But you like to follow that fake light. You like to follow that fake roar. And in the world today, there's fakes all over. I told you before. Stop firing every prophet that come around that give you a hint of something and don't give you the real thing. Told you these witches are coming into the churches, and no wonder your church is closed. No, need to be closed. You let the witches come in and have church. You think God going to say, "Oh, let the anointing flow in here like a mighty river." Ain't no anointing can flow in there when it ain't real. Huh? How you can you compare the real with the fake? Huh? Oh, there's a comparison there. You know why it's a comparison there? That means you should know the difference. He told you to get discernment. Ask for discernment. Ask God to help you know the difference between the good and the evil. Okay? Ask God. I'm just talking, but I saw something here. Let me see. Can I see that? Okay. Listen here. I'm going to start the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm going to read a little bit, and then I'm going. I'm going to be gone. Okay? We'll find Pastor Sharon on it. Mm-hmm. We'll find it. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. The 40th chapter of Isaiah, and start at the 15th verse, says, now, the whole chapter is very good, but, you know, go on from here. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn. Nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. You hear what he said? All nations before him are as nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God? See what I'm saying? Nations ain't nothing. Ain't nothing, nothing. God gives you something here temporarily for you to use and to comfort, a little comfort. Mm-hmm. But who are you going to liken it to? To whom then will you liken God? Of what likeness will you compare unto him? Now, what likeness can you compare? See, you can either stop there talking about the devil is this and the devil is that. You comparing him with God like he got more power. You don't talk about God, but you talk about the devil all the time. So, in other words, you are making the devil higher than God. He can't possibly be. You see what I'm saying? Now, he going to get mad and fight you. Yeah, he going to do that. He going to throw everything at you. Because he mad with you because you talking about God now and that he ain't nothing. But he ain't nothing. Okay? Soon as you know that, the better off you are. Stop comparing him with God. He say, of what likeness will you compare unto him? Who are you going to compare unto God? This is what the Bible asking. The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spreaded it over with gold and cast silver's chain. He that is so impoverished that he had no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Now, the devil can seek all that stuff. Still ain't working. Don't care how he tried to get an image to worship and all that stuff that can't be moved. He can't do it. You hear what I'm saying? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? Haven't you understood anything yet? Long as you've been here, however long you've been here? If he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the prince to nothing. God can bring and will bring the prince of the power of the air to nothing. Did you hear that? He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. You the judges. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take place away as stubble. Ain't nothing left. To whom then will ye liken me? Okay. God trying to tell you when he do all this. Now who are you going to liken him like now? Have you found anybody yet? I'll ask you something. Have you found anybody? When you take your graven images and you begin to worship them, the people in your life, you begin to worship them. You think because a person got so much money and fame and fortune and everything that you are supposed to worship them. They are not God. To whom then will you liken me? God is asking the question. Or shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Now, you ain't got nobody to compare with God, okay? He do what he wanted. The way they think the earth is going now, all the nations that is going through, he's not saying this nation escape. All nations. Are y'all listening? Are you looking? Are you looking at the entire world? All nations, I don't care how they may think, what their religion is, they're still doing what? Being under this curse of virus. Could do that. Lift up your eyes on high and behold who had created. He said, look at here now. Look. Stop your madness. You done had long enough. These things that bringeth out their host by number, he called them all by name, by the greatness of his might. See, only God could allow and distribute a virus all over the world. Now, he made the earth. He made it. He made all these people. And every one of them is touched by this virus. The greatness of God is the only one that could do what? Spread it. The devil can't do nothing. Because if he could do something when Jesus was up in the mountain praying and fasting, he would have done something then. He always asked him a question. Because he really didn't know the answer. And yet he did know the answer. He could figure that one out. See, we need to figure something out now. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. God don't fail. And I'm standing on that today. God don't fail. I don't care what happened. I don't care how bad I feel. I don't care what you're doing, what you've done, whether you throw me out, throw me in, or do whatever, give me or don't. Let me tell you one thing. God ain't going to fail. He is strong and powerful. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? You ain't heard nothing yet. There is no searching of his understanding. See? You can't reach it. See? You can't reach it. God is so great and mighty and powerful. You can't search it out. See? He giveth power to the faint. I like that one. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. See, there you go. They're the answer to everything right now. You don't have no strength. You about to faint. God will increase. God will increase the power of your getting what you need in this hour. Don't faint. Don't worry. Don't beg. Just wait on the Lord. He's saying, be of good courage. Here we go. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, here's that but, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Whoo! Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. My God, my God. That one scripture there will carry you through, should carry you through right now. Don't care what you're going through right now. Don't matter who, what, where, or how. Right now is your time to trust him and wait upon him. I know you're tired. You don't know which way to go. You used to work it all your life, making your own living. You don't beg nobody. You don't steal from nobody. And you going, oh, God, which way do I go? Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, you just are owing God. And all he do is saying, they that wait upon the Lord shall, S-H-A-L-L, shall renew their strength. This is not a possible maybe. You shall. It's already done. It is yours. Mount up with wings as eagles. Now, you listen, that strength doesn't come in now. You're going way above the heat. All the heat that you've been enduring, the lack you've been enduring, you going way up above it because now you're putting on the wings of eagles. And you're flying way above it. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. Did you hear what he said? That's why y'all be reading and talking about the 91st Psalms all the time. Huh? Because he already made the way for us. Oh, come on now. When you stop comparing him with the devil, stop comparing him with the rich and the famous. They may want to be a God, but they ain't God because they can't possibly be God. They ain't made nothing. Huh? They ain't made a thing because the riches that they have could fade away overnight. They could have this virus and they be gone overnight and somebody else got the riches. Anything could happen. And yet you want to compare them with Almighty God. You want to start worshiping them. Are you crazy? You want to be amongst them. Ain't you tired of being amongst them? Think about Weinstein. Everybody want to be amongst him because he had money. Now you got tainted and stained because you were next to him. trying to be friends with him. Stop trying to be friends with all these people. Ask God, God, is this, should I be? No. God tell you, no. Go someplace else with somebody else. Find somebody poor and beggarly. Because of what? You think that's the God kind of person. If you got money. You know, I remember the churches, all the big time churches were saying, well, now if you ain't got no people. And that was so insulting because some of them said it to me, to my face. Talking about me to my face. And, you know, if I just didn't have the Holy Ghost, I would have took a chair and popped them upside the head.
Thank you for the HD fire.
But I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I sit and I smile. When they were talking about me, I just smile. Something wrong if you ain't got but a few people. You need to go someplace and find yourself a church. I had a church, the one God called me to be in and to lead. I did not allow that to hinder me. Do you see what I'm saying? So to me, they were comparing themselves with God, trying to tell God what to do. Don't call those with they ain't got no more than 10, 15, 20, 75 people. That's small. You're supposed to come over to my church. Your people in there with mine, so mine can increase. Well, now God ain't said that, did he? You know, I just thought of something. When a man offered me, I ain't going to say what kind of man, but anyway, he offered me, a preacher, to come in and be a pastor with him in his church. And you know, I'm going, get out of here. What am I supposed to do with my people? You know, I asked them, what am I supposed to do with my people? Are you giving me a salary? No. But you bring your people in here with me. I say, really? I said, well, I'm sorry. I can't do that because, listen, God put me here and I can't leave here. You going to take me and pump up your ministry? You like me, you like my ministry, but you don't want to give me, I ain't going to be able to preach, I ain't going to be able to say nothing, just sit there and be the token. Okay? And I told him no. I said, no, thank you. Thank you for the offer, but no. I believe I'll stay where I am. See? People get to be a certain point, and they think they all that in bag of chips. But you got to do what? Wait on the Lord. Stand where he told you to stand. See? And don't try to be big-headed. Don't try that. It ain't going to work. You're going to fall. Because I know that church failed. You know, it failed. Because they let everything come along. Everything come along. Because they had a little money. Money don't move me. I'm used to not having it. So why should it move me? Let me tell you. Wait on the Lord. Now, he going to give you the strength you need to do the job that he called you to do. And while you're doing it, keep your eyes open that you will watch when the enemy come in like a flood. You can lift up a standard against him. Every time. Tell him right now. Every time, devil, I'm going to lift it up against you. Every time. Not just one time, but every time. I'm not going to let you come in my life and pull me down to your level. That I'll be an image, that I'll be as. I won't be the real thing. Hello? Huh? You want to be the real thing, or you want to be like unto? You want to be one of the lions? You want to be one of the people that God is always near, always rescuing you? Every time the enemy come, he rescue you. Don't you like that? Boy, that is so beautiful, ain't it? Good God. Hallelujah. Every time I think I'm finna go down, every time I think I'm finna leave here, he lift me up one more time. Ooh, I'm still waiting. You see what I'm saying? I'm waiting for all the strength of the Lord to do what? Come upon me that I can mount up and fly high. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Can you see me? I can fly. Hallelujah. And I ain't even got the wings. And I'm flying. Hallelujah. See, God just take these old feet and just put some propellers on the bottom of them feet, honey, and let me go. I'm gone. Hey, hallelujah. Over every problem, every virus, everything that's going on, God. It's the one that engineers it. He propels each one of us, his children, to fly above every storm. Ain't God good? Oh, hallelujah. I'm just, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Shout out, Abaho Shanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving me some friends. Thank you, Lord, for giving me some people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That care about your word. Concerned about the truth of your word. Father, I just thank you. I want to thank you, Jesus. Thank God for, old Sister Diane. I thank God for. Yeah. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. And you know, I don't see y'all face to face, but I thank God for you that is on this, on the line. Every one of you that's been sticking with me. Lord, we've been on since 2009. We've been on this broadcast. How long that is? How many years is that? They don't even can't count. They can't count, people. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for being here this time. I thank God of those of you that have been with me from the beginning. I thank God those that started in the middle. I thank God for you just being with me for the past 6 years, he must. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've been good to me as God has given you the grace to be good to me. I thank God for your offerings that you send in. Now, we if you can at all, send whatever you can. We don't have no price. God ain't give us no price either. If he give us a price, that means you can do it. But anyway, do what you can. But you keep the giving spirit going, and God going to keep his giving spirit going in you and for you. All right? And now that's a promise. Did you hear me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, here is, I think she's somewhere. She on?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the amen, Apostle Porter. We enjoyed the word thus far, and I said we thank God for the word when you were talking about that in this time and season, the ones that have the wealth and the harvest and the plenty, how their heart is so hard that the word compassion is not there. But we're not going to say everyone is like that. We're going to say there's ones that God needs to touch their heart. And what the woman of God was talking about, that in the beginning of it, when she was trying to talk about it, God reminded me about Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, verse 22. And it reads, "And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field. When thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." And when the woman of God was talking about that, you know, God, even though the harvest is representing plenty, you're in a position, you can help, you can do, you can think about the strangers, that you could think about the poor, you can think about the ones that have been being a good citizen and paying their bills, or even if the ones that certain situation comes up in their life, you can still allow God to move on your behalf. And then we talk about even in Ruth, the second chapter, when Ruth and Naomi, and when she went into Boaz, into the field, and God allowed, because they took what the word says, and they left, when they were gleaning, they left, you know, things in the field. So anyone that don't have enough, lacking, or poor, or hungry, they can go in and eat. So we know today that that's what God is looking for his people to do. And repeat, meaning that humanity has to have a heart in this season. Because like you, the woman of God was just saying, you just don't know. You may have all the money in the world, but you need good health. You may have a lot of friends around you, but in this season, are they there for you when you are going through your trials and tests? So today we have to remember that this is something that God wanted from the beginning of time, is to what? It's for people, when you're gleaning, when you have a harvest, you always leave a little extra for someone less important than you. So you don't sit in that where you think it's all about you. Now, I know there's a lot of videos going out there that people doing things, but I was reminded there was showing one with this man giving the person the $10,000. Now that is good. But what bothers me about it is have someone with a camera videotaping that. When the person that received the money go on live Facebook and says, "We work here. Bless us. Listen." But he, and I'm reminded of the word of God. When you get the blessing, when you do it for everyone, y'all are doing this, you already got your reward. And in this season, we got to make sure to be rewarded of God. So he's the one that sees things that is done in secret. He's the one that blesses you openly. So in the process, I remember they say, "Hey, Naomi, hey, Ruth, I'm doing this for y'all. I'm leaving all this extra stuff. Come over here. Aren't I a good guy?" He already got his reward. So we want the reward from where? From the Lord. I want the reward, what? From the Lord. He said, what you do in secret, he's the one will reward you openly. And I'm reminding about Psalm 23, verse 1, that says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want today.
and us, and we're not going to want for anything. Why? Because he, a shepherd takes care of his flock. A shepherd takes care of his sheep. And he promised us he'll make provision for us. He'll find whatever it is you need. He'll do it just for you. And even if he has to do, he don't care who he used. He can use anyone to bless you in this season. And we just want to thank God for that. And then when the woman of God was talking about, and when she was also talking about in the book of Isaiah, and verse 21 says, have you not known, have you not heard that had it not been told you from the beginning, have you not understood from the foundation of the world, of the earth? Yeah, God already told us who he is. He said, I'm going to provide for you. He's the same God. There is no lack in him. He's an unlimited resource. And he's the one that can move mountains. He's the one that can touch hearts. He's the one that moves things into procession so you can get it. He don't care who he used. As long as the work is done. And we thank God. Have you not known it? You should have known who God is. From the beginning of time, who he is. He is what? He is God. And there is none other but him today. And then he tells verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things that bring it out their hosts by number. He called them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one failing. See, not one fail. When God moves, when God do a thing, there is no failure in it. So stop looking at things in the negative, because you know what? It's not, he's working it out for your good today. He's setting you up for your blessing. You're looking for it to come one way, and he's moving it in the another way. I'm reminded of this song. Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything got to move by the power of God. Man got to move by the power of God. System has to move by the power of God. The devil even got to move by the power of God. Why? He is powerful, and he is mighty. And we should know from the foundation of the world, when he spoke the word, let there be light, light came forth, that let me know he has some power, a creative power, and he gave you the dominion and the authority to speak the word in you, around you, in you. You even got to speak it to yourself and tell yourself to line up according to the word of God. Tell self it's time to have a brand new mindset. Tell self this is a brand new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and today is a brand new day. Yesterday was a little bit sunny. Today is cloudy, but you know what? It lets you know each and every day is different. So you got to remember who you are in Christ Jesus and know that God is the one that has the power today. And in verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And you know what? Sometimes we don't even have the strength when we don't even know what to do. I found that I was talking to someone yesterday, and I was letting them know that, hey, did your mama ever tell you about the book of Revelation? We're living in the book of Revelation now. Do you know what's really going on in the world around you? They said, no. I said, really? Do you remember what you were told as a little child? Well, we're walking into it now. Know that things are not going back to how it was in last year, December. I had to say last year, December, because what? 2019 already blew past us, right? We are in 2020, and 2020 is different. And I'm like, you know what? You need to get some masks on, because a lot of people don't want to hear that word. They're thinking that, okay, the storm's going to go like a tornado come through, and the tornado come through, and then that's it. You can rebuild again. But they don't want to hear the word that this time you're going to have to change for what's around you. Business is not the same. We should not even be the same. As a matter of fact, the way you do things should not even be the same. And if you don't want to change, things are still changing around you. Every time we wake up in the morning, the sunshine is there. And then during the day, the sun goes down. And then the moon comes out. That's a change happening around us. Whether or not we want to move with it, it's what the things around us is changing. And we got to remember that everything is moving by the power of God. So I might as well move while he says move. And when he says stop, if you say wait, we wait. Like verse 31 says in Isaiah the 40th chapter, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. I need to be what? Renew. I need to what? Be renewed. Because you were new before, but then you got stale and stagnant in your own way. That's the way I used to do it, but he says renew, rebirth, renew, refresh. So you need to have it redone all over again, because every century is not the same. If we talk to people around us that are born in different time, they'll tell you, when I was growing up, this is how things was happening in the world around me. And you can ask them 2020 children, they'll tell you something totally different. Even our era in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, it was all different. So we all had to be what? Renewed each and every day. God has to give us the strength to endure. God has to give us the strength to wait on him and know that he is the one moving on our behalf. So remember today, y'all, encourage the people around you. The woman of God was talking about how she's been through not having a roof over her head. But you know what? Sometimes people cannot understand that it's good. It's easy to say, well, you don't pay your bill, which a lot of people do say that. But they just don't understand. You could be working and your job downsized you. And if you were able to pay your bills before and your job downsized your pay, how can you manage everything? It takes God to provide for God, forget to give you divine favor. It takes God, y'all. And you know what? You'll find out, I don't care what JoJo, Mumu, or whoever have to say, they can say whatever they want to say. But you know what? I bet you one thing, when you go through that trial, God is molding you and making you, and you will never be the same person. You'll get a great understanding how to walk into that position. The word let us know, if you never have a problem, how can we know God is a problem solver? How can we know he can heal if you never got sick? So today, be encouraged and know you got to wait on him. Know that. Yes, we get tired. Tired meaning our heart faints. And when I was talking to the person about, listen, you need to be prepared for certain things, you could tell they hold on to their heart. Why? Because they were unaware. There's so many people around us, y'all, they're unaware of what's really going on. They're just saying, okay, I'm in a position now I have to stay in. I cannot move around. But everything is going back to, no, it's not going back to the same. But what you can do is you can create the atmosphere around you. You might as well be a peaceable person, a peacemaker, because you're in the house. Hello. You might as well be a peacemaker in your home. You might as well, Lord, instead of saying getting crazy, start walking around in the house and put some of that energy into praying. Hey, like the woman that God told us long time. Hallelujah. Glory. When things start getting crazy, you start getting crazy in your praise. And yes, God is not hard of hearing, but you know what? You got to put that energy into something else. Walk around your house. See what God will do for you. And this is your time to do what? Work on you. This is the time you say, well, I couldn't go on a diet. Well, do a diet right now. Start minimizing. Because you know what? God tell us. Preparing us, y'all. I'm reminded when he told, like Joseph, Daniel, he told many of his people what's to come. And the people hear the word. And they put themselves in a place of preparation. Yes, God is able to do all things. Yes, God is a provider. But you know what? He's also a God that when he does, before something happens, he warns us. He tells us to be prepared. If he did not do that, what about Noah? Why would he tell Noah it's time to build the ark? And Noah, this is what's about to happen. I want you, Noah, to start walking a place of preparation, a place of building the ark for safety. He would not have told Noah that if he didn't want his people to do something about it. And he let them know what? There's a flood. And everyone laughed because they don't understand the word or the language of God. But never going to understand what you saying. But you know what? They'll say, I wish I listened. Don't allow the trap and the snare, y'all, of the enemy to catch you unaware or unguarded because you don't have an ears to hear what God is saying. Remember, y'all, I seem to renew you today. Renew your strength. This ain't the time to get crazy. This ain't the time to say, this is my way or no way. Well, Jesus will come, and you'll still be in your own way. Now is the time for us to walk and do what God called us to do. Remember, it starts at home first. Whatever you do, know that it starts at home. Let the ones around you change. Because you can say, I change. But the ones that in the house with you, they know whether or not you change or not. Why? Because you at home when you're in a comfortable situation, you let everything end. But remember, God sees that, God knows it. Let the change really come forth. And remember today, y'all, that the Lord is what? My shepherd, your shepherd. You shall not want for anything. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. So remember, allow God to order your steps in this time while you wait on him, while he renew your strength, and you recognize that God is God. It don't matter what devil come up and say, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And when the woman that God was talking about, every nation going through the same thing, every knee will recognize, every nation will recognize that there is a God, because their little Buddha, their little whatever God they serve ain't taking them out of the mess that's going on. So they might as well say, "Who? What's your God name? Who is your God? I heard he's a miracle worker." You'll find him today. So remember, y'all, trust in God. Bishop Porter.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. God is God, and he said, beside me, there is no other. Man, I tell you, this ain't Burger King. You can have it your way. It's going to be God's way. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is God, and he said, beside me, there is no other. Man, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, he said these words to the prophet Jeremiah to write a letter, amen, to his people who was in captivity. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, though the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. Oh, we serve a God who knows our future. Ain't you glad about that? And provide an agenda. And he goes, amen, and always fulfill his mission. Now, he said he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. Now, does that mean that we will not be spared pain? Ain't we going through some pain? Come on now. Ain't we going through some suffering? Ain't we going through some hardship with this virus? And no one is exempt. I think I heard Apostle said, and also Pastor Sharon. Huh? But that God will see us through, come on now, as a glorious, is always a conclusion. Oh, praise God. And he just said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. But you got to look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because there is no God like thee. He's able today. But we got to look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Am I right? Verse 12 says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, now there's the key. Prayer is the key, but it's faith that unlocks the door. Oh, so it's time to turn to the Lord. Am I right? The soon coming King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the hope of glory. There is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. He's in us all and through us all. Oh, praise God. Oh, he promised, amen, to bring us, amen. Now, people want to put a time on it, and they want to rush it, praise God. But I stopped by to tell you, amen, no man can rush God. Am I right? Man, he said, my way is not man way. Neither is man thoughts God's thought. He says, further is the earth from heavens. Is God's way for man's way? Praise God. Now, if you go back up to verse 10, then you may not want to hear this, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. But thus said the Lord, that after 70 years, now suppose this thing lasts, I know you don't want to hear that. Help me, somebody. See, God's way now, it may be the next 2 weeks, or it may be the next 2 months, or it may be the next 2 years. Y'all ought to help me here. Be accomplished at Babylon. He said, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. Now, where is the mindset of our nation today from the east, west, north, and the south? Now, he is God, and the Bible tells me that he sat high and he looked low, and he never sleep nor he slumber. And he is a God that searches the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. He's in every household. He's everywhere all at the same time. And I'm glad about it today that we serve a God, amen. He's a mighty big God. And the question that I would like to ask to you today is, how big is your God? Is he big enough now to make you love them that don't love you? Is he big enough, amen, to bring you out, amen, while everything is shut down, praise God? Do you believe he's able? How big is your God? Tell me he's so big you can't get around him. He's so wide you can't get around him. He's so high you can't get over him. He's so low you can't get under him. But I heard him say, you got to come through the door. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open up, he said, he'll come in and he'll sit with you and you with him because he is God. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm talking about a God, amen, that loves you today. And he loves you with an everlasting love. But, oh, he wants to be first and foremost in our lives. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Matthew 6:33 tell us, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said all these other things will be added. Oh, praise God. He will bring you out. Praise God. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That end you've been looking for. Oh, it's coming. But, oh, you got to wait. And while you're waiting now, amen, you need to do something. Amen. While you're in your house, amen, give God some praise. Amen. You can praise him. Just look at your furniture. You can give him some praise. Praise God. But this looking, amen, at the food in your pantry and food, amen, in the refrigerator. Give him some praise. Come on, somebody. And I know, amen, people got food in the house because, amen, I be out there and I see them, amen. The stove is full. You can't go nowhere else, but you can go to the stove. Help me, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's enough there, amen, to shout and give God praise and give him glory. Amen. Am I right? Amen. Then should you call upon me and you should go and pray unto me and I will hearken unto you. Amen. Isaiah 65:24 say, while you're yet calling, he will answer. Say, while you're yet speaking, he will hear. But you got to call him today. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, tell me, amen, that he is very swift in answering prayer. And his line is never busy. And he don't have but three numbers, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. Oh, and if you need him in an emergency, all you got to do is say, Jesus. Oh, he'll be right there. Verse 13, and said these words, and he's wanted to say some more, and you shall seek me. See, it's time now. Do you believe it's time to seek the Lord? And find, he said, if you seek, you shall find. When you shall call, and when you shall search for me with all of your heart, not some of it, but he said all of your heart. All your mind, soul, amen, and your spirit. Oh, he'll be right there. Praise God. Amen. And when he see that, as a nation, one nation under God, it means that they want to take God out of one nation. Oh, we already in trouble. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop, love you, and Jesus do love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trust Father to enjoy the broadcast today. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Bishop Porter today. I tell you, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so mindful. You have missed the broadcast. You can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can go on our Facebook page at Logian International Ministries and listen. Just click the link and listen to the broadcast again. We are on here every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You would like to donate to this radio broadcast and continue keeping it on there? You know, bless the woman of God, sow a seed into the ministry. You can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. And please, when you hit that donate button, sowing that seed in the notes section, you can say whether it's tithes, offering, you know, donation to the radio broadcast, sowing the seed into the woman of God's life. Just make that notation in the notes. Again, that's LogianInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316,
code 3333 pound. So be blessed and hope to hear you on the prayer line, tearing the devil kingdom down. Be blessed.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.